Soft hands slid down my chest, over the cotton of my shirt, before thin fingers wrapped around my belt loops and pulled me close. I laughed, not hearing exactly what she was saying, but knowing it was to the heart. And when she pressed her lips to mine, I sank into them, warmth and heat and pressure. Gentle, not too much, not too little. I opened my eyes and looked down into her bright ones, but I couldn't remember the exact color of her eyes or the shade of her hair, but I knew that kind smile because she radiated her name. Joy. You've been gone 2 years now. I don't know why I keep dreaming like this. It's probably not good for me. She shook her head and pulled me closer. We were pressed body to body, front to front, but I couldn't feel her. I knew once again this was a dream.
I always hated my name. I think I told you that.
She had, multiple times, but she always laughed it off and made a pun. Just like we joked about the fact that I shared the same letter of my first name with all six of my siblings. My family had never been able to get our names right, and Joy had been a joy, until the world took that from me. Or perhaps that was a selfish way to think about it, because she was taken from the world, not just me. But in this moment, I just wanted to be selfish for a bare instant. I would tell myself that she was taken from me alone. And that was why this pain ebbed but never went away. She was gone. I didn't know how to bring her back. I knew that was never going to happen anyway. But we had these dreams.
You need to wake up. You have a long day. And thinking of me isn't going to help.
True. But I like thinking of you. She smiled, her eyes going gray, hazy.
You loved me. You were in love with me. Are you still?
When my phone began to chirp with notifications in rapid staccato bursts, I knew my morning would end in shambles. I paused my yoga program on my laptop, slid out of Downward Dog awkwardly, and then picked up my phone. It continued to buzz. One right after another, and I cursed myself for setting my notifications to alerts, sound, vibrations, and flash. Before this job with the Wilders, I had been able to hide from all social media and email notifications. I had been able to decide whether I wanted to check those little red boxes on my phone or not. Now, though, I needed to know immediately what was going on. I was the wine club and tasting manager of Wilder Wines, meaning people needed to know where I was, and I needed to be on top of things. Only, as my phone did its own little breakdance across my hardwood floors, I winced. No, today was not going to be a good day. I sat down cross-legged on the floor, rolled my shoulders back, and figured that half of a workout was at least decent. I looked at the screen, and my eyes closed. 74 new messages. I had just checked my email earlier and everything had been labeled and set in the correct folders for priority while eating quick overnight oats with my coffee before I worked out. I wasn't one of those people that could just wake up and do things without food in my stomach. No, even half blurry, one eye open, still crust in that eye, I needed food in my stomach. I was the exact opposite of all of my friends, but it didn't matter. I knew my routine, so I checked my email while doing that. And now I was supposed to be enjoying a nice, relaxing workout, only it didn't seem to be that way. I opened up the first email and cursed. Are you kidding me? Seriously? No. Someone couldn't be that stupid. But they were.